Rochebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Rochebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Rochebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Rochebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643.
While being on the cutting edge of scientific and nutritional research, Biomedical Research Labs has developed the number one selling equine blood builder in the world, the most advanced muscle builder and tie-up preventer, and now the best anti-bleeding paste ever made. To find out how EPO Equine, Unlock, and Bleeder Guard can help your equine athletes, contact me, Joseph Vellante, at 215-501-6880 and visit brlscience.com.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing. This is At the Races with Steve Bick on SiriusXM Radio.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
We're back at the races, and money is what we want. Let's be honest. We're not here for amusement. Well, you get some of that too, but we're looking for profit, and nobody helps more for that when it comes to these kinds of lead ups than Mike Welch of the Daily Racing Form. And Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Mike, wanted to reach out to you for a couple of reasons, because there's a lot of horses that have stayed in Florida prepping for trips to Kentucky. And I wanted to get a handle on what you're going to do. You might have some this weekend before you come to Kentucky.
Well, we had one this morning in Tice. Got three tomorrow for Todd, all but Magnum Moon. He's got Audible. He's got Vino Rosso, and he's got Noble Indy. And that only leaves Hofburg. I'm just on the getting ready to call Bill and see what his plans are with him, if he's going to keep him here for at least one more work, or if he's going to ship or has already shipped to Churchill to work him there a couple of times. When I went up there to watch him work last Sunday, Bill did not make the work. He was hungover. That's a bad word. he missed his connection and could not get out of North Carolina, trying to get back to South Florida after being in Keeneland over the weekend. So he was not there for the work, but I spoke to him on the phone, and he said he was inclined to ship this week if the weather was good in Churchill and have his final two works at Churchill Downs. But I haven't confirmed that yet. He said that wasn't etched in stone. So there's still a chance he could be here this weekend as well. I'll know that in a short while.
Well, let's start with Hofburg from the other day. And for those that missed your write-up, I gave them a snapshot earlier in the week. You were there. Bill couldn't get there because of the missed flight. But some thoughts about Hofburg between the time we've seen him in the afternoons and what you saw in the morning.
Look, this is obviously a very talented horse, a little inexperienced like many are in this race. The one thing he does have in his favor, he did start at two for those that find that as a key point. But he's only got three starts under his belt, but he was a very good second behind Audible in the Florida Derby. It was a big move forward, and I loved what I saw last week. I mean, he worked with Good Samaritan, and we know how accomplished he is, and I thought Hopper got the better of the work, and they both galloped out strong. It was an impressive first work back off the huge effort, and you just want to see him keep moving forward. Obviously the inexperience is a bit of a disadvantage in a race like the Derby, but breeding wise, he certainly should have no trouble getting the mile and a quarter, and it'll be interesting to see how he progresses in his final two works.
We'll keep an eye and see what you report after you talk to Bill Mott. You mentioned Enticed. In addition to Enticed, I imagine that Take Charge Paula? Is she still at Palmettos?
Yeah, they actually worked in company this morning. You know, Entice is not the most over-enthusiastic workhorse. I thought he went into the wood off just very average-looking work. And, you know, he outperformed those workouts. He ran terrific behind Vino Rosso. This morning, they changed up tactics a little bit. According to Kieran, he's been pulling up prematurely after the wire in his work, so they really urged him through the wire and into the turn. It was really a 5-furlong work from the half-mile pole. And, you know, Kieran was very happy with what he saw. You know, it's not certainly far from the best pre-Derby work you're going to see, but I guess for him that was a move forward. And Kieran is so happy with the weather and the track condition here at Palmettos, and he's going to keep him here for one more work, even miss the one last flight out of South Florida. He's going to put Entice on a van to Churchill next Sunday. He'll actually work Thursday, I guess, the weather permitting, again next week, and then go get on a van, I believe Kieran said Sunday, and, you know, so he'll have no works at Churchill Downs under the current plan.
And how did Take Charge Paula look? Because she's going to be an overlooked potential factor in the Oaks.
Interesting enough, she had blinkers on this morning for the work. I don't believe she's ever worked in blinkers. She's never run in blinkers. Kieran called it an experiment, and he's going to sit down and talk about it, I guess, with the riders and the owners and make a decision whether to put blinkers on her for her next start. She looked fine. I mean, if she was going easiest of the two at the wire, she was a bit behind Enticed at the end. It was an okay work. Again, I haven't really seen much of her throughout the winter. I'll have to go back and look at some of Donald's reports on her works, but it was okay. You know, Kieran has her nominated to the 8 bells, but at this point it sounds like he's going to run her in the Oaks. You know, distance may be an issue with her there going the mile and an eighth of the Oaks, but you know, she's got the credentials to be in the field, and I can see why you would want to you take a chance, and maybe he figures the blinkers will carry her a little further.
Well, the Todd group up at Palm Beach Downs, some thoughts. And I was at Oaklawn, Mike, and we know what we saw with Magnum Moon and the other three, particularly Noble Indy, a horse that is going to be the forgotten member of the Todd squad.
Yeah, I think right now he's generally regarded as fourth in the pecking order. He still doesn't have a rider yet. But he looked fine working the other day. I've seen him work twice up there now since the Louisiana Derby. And kind of like night and day, the two works. The first work, he did not have blinkers on, and it was more of a maintenance move. He worked against the grade two winning sprinter Ivy Bell, and Ivy Bell was much, much better that day. But he put blinkers on last week, and he showed a lot more willingness when he worked. Audible, who, you know, it was written in a lot of places that he was not working very well at all going into the Florida Derby, and then he performed above and beyond, obviously, from what we'd seen in the morning. I thought he came back and worked really well last week, and to the fact that Todd was you could see the enthusiasm after the work in his voice, hear it in his voice, and see it in his demeanor when asking him what he thought of the work. He was quite pleased. I even asked him, a little worried after he worked just so-so and ran so well in the Florida Derby, that he's working well now. And he said, no, obviously, I want to see him work well three times going into the Derby. So we'll see tomorrow. Be interesting to see what kind of matchups, if any, between the three, if he pairs any of them up. I mean, Audible has worked with Vino Rosso before before both their last races, and Vino Rosso was clearly the better of the team when they were together earlier last month. So, you know, we'll see tomorrow. I'd love to see Audible continue moving forward. Be good to see Vino Rosso work here for the first time. Noble Indy again. Of course, Magnum Moon, you know, having run last week, his last work will come next week at Churchill Downs, as will all these horses. They're scheduled to fly out on Tuesday, and they'll have their final works at Churchill Downs, weather permitting, I assume, a week from tomorrow.
And for you flying out, so you'll watch those works tomorrow, report on them, and then
yeah, I'm leaving Saturday. I booked Saturday afternoon just in case Todd, you know, did his last works on Saturday that I could still be able to see them and get out. My only regret is if Hofberg stays here and works Sunday again, I won't be able to see that work. If he moves it up to Saturday, I will have time to go up to Payson Park and see him Saturday morning. So I'm hoping, you know, again, when I talk to Bill, I'll hear he's either here and he's going to work Saturday or he's on the road. He'll work at Churchill on Sunday.
Interesting. All right. And if you can't be there and if he does work, is it possible that someone will be on hand at Payson to
note it? The Expat TV people said they will try to get up there Sunday if he does work up there. They will. They filmed the work this morning of Entice, and they'll be at Palmetto's, Palm Beach Downs tomorrow. They were not there last week for any of the Derby workers last week, Bill's or Todd's, but they will be there for sure tomorrow, and I believe they're going to try to get up there Sunday if indeed Hofberg does stay here to work on Sunday.
Well, and then, you know, obviously the Keeneland workout report, Mike, has been terrific, and it helped me pick off the pick fours on Saturday. And in terms of the Derby works, and you'll have the daily updates, and then we'll have the big Friday Saturday package.
Yes, we will. And you know, we got a great team. Luckily, this year, the way these horses are spread out, you know, I think Good Magic is, I believe, penciled in the work at Keeneland on Saturday, so we'll have Donald there for that. And it looks like Bob Baffert is going to stay out west with Salamini and maybe Justified for both their final works. And you know, I've got Toby Terrell out there to report on them. So we're going to have everything covered, whether they're at Churchill or not. This is a kind of a different year. Less of the Derby horses will be there. And unfortunately, we're not going to see Mendelssohn's works leading up to the race. I believe he's coming the week of the race. I sure wish we had an Expat TV camera out where he is, but that's obviously not the case. So going in a little blind on that regard, but as far as our clock report, we have all these venues covered for the next couple of weeks.
Well, speaking of covered venues, let's maybe take a minute and catch up on what's been going on at Gulfstream. And, you know, the meet continues, the new meet, the late spring summer meet. And there's actually been some nice racing, actually, when I've kind of glanced at it.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty good. I mean, you know, fortunately they made the decision to cut back to 4 days, and that helps a little bit. Still, you know, running a lot of turf races, and you know, turf races are pretty hard to pick, especially in these pick fives and pick sixes, without using four, five, six horses in some of them. But you know, we got a terrific maiden special weight today with a first timer from Todd that could run a little bit, and a first timer from Chad that looks like he could run a little bit. And Todd is staying here right through the summer this year. He won the spring summer title last year, and then left at the end of June to send everything back up north to Saratoga. But that's not going to be the case this year. I'm not sure how much longer Chad's going to be on hand. Christoph and Bill Mott will probably be on hand here for another couple of weeks, or two, 3 weeks anyway. But Danny Gargan's leaving some horses behind this year. And I just talked to Ralph Nix this morning. He's still got, I think he said 80. I don't know if he said 60-something or 80-something. He's got a pile of them here, even though he's sending a whole flock of them, including Caledonia Road, who also worked this morning. She's heading to Belmont Park on Sunday after this morning's work. So, the racing is going to be every year, every summer, it gets a little better and better from a quality standpoint as more and more guys stay behind. Eddie Pleasa Jr. also not going back to Monmouth this year. He will be here with his full contingent this summer.
You know, speaking, by the way, of familiar Florida names that are up north, Phil Gleaves dropped anchor at Saratoga and in town with, I think, 9 or 10 horses.
I heard that. Now, looking forward to seeing him when I finally get up there first week of July. But that's a lot of water under the bridge between now and then, between the Derby, the Belmont, and you know, all the other good racing here, there, and everywhere.
You know, you should also note the 2-year-olds that they're starting to come with regularity, and saw the the last couple of days, last week or so, the two-year-old racing starting to fill out some of the cards too. And you did mention Caledonia Road.
So far, but we have two so far, but I think you're going to see that pick up, you know, pretty steadily now as more and more of these horses start getting fit and ready to go. Of course, Todd won the first one, in New York, won the first one here, and I'm sure you're going to see him being very relevant in these races. You know, he doesn't mind breaking their maidens here and then sending them up north if they're worthy to go to Saratoga. He did that last year with a few that turned out to be top-notch horses, at stakes caliber that began their careers here last summer as a two-year-old. And so did Catholic Boy. Catholic Boy actually broke his maiden here first time out and went up to Saratoga and won a great at stake out of that. So you're going to see some of that again here this summer.
And Caledonia Road, since she came up, and I did earlier when I told people we were going to talk today, Mike, I did mention your piece on Caledonia Road, and it feels like she's, even though she's been delayed a couple of times, feels like she's coming together.
Yeah, I mean, she's ready to run. She went 5/8, galloped out 3/4 this morning, did it easily. She's ready. Ralph's ready to look for a spot for her. His goal is the Acorn. He's going to try to find some place for her between, you know, in the next couple of weeks. And like I said, she is heading up to New York, but I think that gives him some options elsewhere if he can find it, that doesn't find the spot he likes in New York. But he said, you know, she doesn't have to win the first time back. His goal right now is the Acorn. And then, of course, the Alabama and Cotillion would be his main goals after that.
Very nice. Well, good to get the two-year-old Philly champion back rolling. And, Mike, I will see you Sunday morning, it sounds like.
Yeah, bright and early, too. The racetrack opens there at 5:15 now, not 5:45 anymore. So John and the crew will be out there earlier, and so will we.
Well, and
so,
in fact,
at least I hope you will be, too.
Yeah, well, as close
may
to
not be open yet.
Hot donuts. These will be donuts that'll still be steaming. I should mention, speaking of hot donuts, Lone Sailor this morning at Churchill, 57-3, and
really,
John Nick, yeah, 57-3 for the Benson trainee and Tom Amos. The report from John here, John Nichols, just letting me get some specifics. He started about 9-10 lengths behind a pair of mates and caught them in mid stretch and pulled clear. He said the track has been quick, but still, that's an eye popper. 57-3 for Lone Sailor.
Wow. Well, looking forward to seeing him next week. So we'll see.
Absolutely, Mike. This was great. I appreciate it. And we'll keep an eye on DRF Welch and DRF Live. Mike will keep everybody up to speed on the three of the four Pletchers. Obviously, Magnum Moon doesn't need to do anything, but Audible and Vino Rosso and Noble Indy both working tomorrow. And you got updates on Enticed and Take Charge Paula and firsthand report from Mike on Hofburg. And Mike will provide us, he and Gary Young and John, bring you all the news from Churchill plus XBTV. We'll take a break, our last of the morning. Thanks, Mike. We will take our last break and come back, send you out into Thursday. Tomorrow should mention a double dog dare. If you haven't looked at that field, they got a nice group tomorrow in the feature at Keeneland as the stakes portion winds down. The Elkhorn as well on Saturday. So I haven't had a chance other than to give you the yesterday's results, but some good things today at Keeneland as well and tomorrow. Back after this at the races.
The latest racing news. It's at the races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey folks, Eddie Olchek here. In my career, I've experienced all of North America's biggest sporting events, and none of them are quite as fun as the Preakness Stakes. It's a weekend-long party in Baltimore, complete with the best three-year-olds racing for the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. And this year, my friends at ExpressBet are giving one lucky customer the chance to join me and Maryland for the big race. What do you have to do to win? Sign up for their $25,000 Preakness Big Bet Sweepstakes and start betting the races with ExpressBet. The grand prize winner gets tickets to the race, hotel accommodations, airfare, and more. Plus, ExpressBet is giving you $25,000 to bet on the Preakness. That's right, 25 grand. With ExpressBet picking up the tab, you get to play the Preakness Stakes like a high roller. Check out ExpressBet.com to learn more and register today. And I hope to see you in the winner's circle.
Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void where prohibited. National Gambling Support Line, 800-522-4700.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643.
While being on the cutting edge of scientific and nutritional research, Biomedical Research Labs has developed the number one selling equine blood builder in the world, the most advanced muscle builder and tie-up preventer, and now the best anti-bleeding paste ever made. To find out how EPO Equine, Unlock, and Bleeder Guard can help your equine athletes, contact me, Joseph Vellante, at 215-501-6880 and visit brlscience.com.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
We're back at the races, and I just had to run down the mailman. I had to sign a couple of things, and I'm rather I'm rather amused. Lenny Shulman sent me something nice, and I appreciate it. And I haven't discussed Lenny. Lenny sent the current issue of Blood Horse. Lenny, nice enough to write something about me, and I really appreciate it. Very kind. I don't know what it says. I hope it's hope it's nice. Hope it's and Tina sent me something here. I'm not going to see her for a few hours. I'm heading to Vermont here as soon as I wrap up. All right, back to the action, and mentioned that Double Dog Dare tomorrow. I don't know what it is about Keeneland. $100,000 grade three, and you got 13 horses signed on. And an interesting, it's kind of a strange agglomeration of horses. You've got horses stretching out like Minds and Magic. There's the nice Vicky Oliver, Watts Humphrey, Mineshaft mare. And I do wonder if this is an attempt to get her, she's got graded stake placings. I'm sure they would like to get her a graded stake win. And I am curious if you know, it's not too late to breed her. And so we'll see. Mines and Magic in here. She drew well, actually. She drew the two, and she should get a good stalking trip. Jenda's Agenda in here for Cindy and Larry Jones and Fox Hill, too. And she's been... She was at Fairgrounds and then Oaklawn. You know, seemed last year like she was going to take off. You've got Kathy Ball and Jewelerette, Ben Colebrook. Ben's been kind of quiet this winter. He's off to a very good start. Val Adorna shows up in here. The Cassie Stone Street homebred, the Curlin daughter, and she's coming out of kind of a not-so-great effort at Houston in the Ladies Classic. So a good group of well-humored in here, too, for Arno Delacour and the Windstar Stablemate Racing group. An old favorite, Tappa Tappa Tappa, shows up first time for Tim Hamm at Keeneland. So a very nice group for the Double Dog Dare, and then into Saturday, the Elkhorn, and the nice mile and a half, and there is the kind of cool story that is coming as part of the Elkhorn, and the Kenny McPeak trainee that, oh my gosh, I'm going to forget the name. TMA. Some in TMA. Jorge Ricardo is going to ride, and a rare opportunity to see him in North America. Very cool. I don't know how many times Ricardo's... How many times has he come to the U.S.? If at all. Very neat. And, of course, you know, when he was involved with the Russell Baysian Bays going back and forth as the winningest riders in the world, in history, and it's pretty cool that he's coming up to ride. And there it is. Some in TMA drew the rail for the Elkhorn, the grade two. That's a good group as well. Oscar nominated in here. Call provision for Chad. Good old Danish Dynaformer. So forth. Yeah, just one go, all go. Scooter Dickey. Hard not to root for Scooter. Hunter O'Reilly making a five-year-old debut for Jimmy Toner. Sean Shea and Mike Ryan. And Bullard's Alley, Tim Gleishaw, coming off of the kind of even effort in the Pan American. It's in the post, ships over for Mullins. Very tough. Hayabusa 1 for Peter Miller, shipping in as well, out of the San Luis Rey. They were 1-2 in there. And by all rights, it sure looked like Hayabusa 1 was a winner in the San Luis Rey, only to lose that photograph. Trying to get to It's in the Post, who's been it's funny, he's got to go across the country to face him again. So the Elkhorn came up great for Saturday too at Keeneland. Lots of fun action today, no shortage of opportunities if you want to play, and HRRN coverage later this afternoon right here on SiriusXM. Aqueduct, Charlestown, Evangeline, Gulfstream, Hawthorne, Keeneland, Lone Star. Good luck to everybody at Lone Star. Going to be a gorgeous day there, 76 and sunny. Penn National, Remington, Camarero as well. Weekend preview at the races tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Good luck today, everybody. Talk to you in the morning.
It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
With 35 years at the forefront of sports technology, Stats provides next-generation sports content for basketball, baseball, football, soccer. And now, Stats is turning its sights to horse racing. RaceLens is the most in-depth product on the market. With innovative analytics powered by data from Equibase, it will change the way you follow horse racing. Stats RaceLens, bringing clarity to handicapping. Learn more at stats.com/racelens.
Hey folks, Eddie Olczyk here. In my career, I've experienced all of North America's biggest sporting events, and none of them are quite as fun as the Preakness Stakes. It's a weekend-long party in Baltimore, complete with the best three-year-olds racing for the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. And this year, my friends at ExpressBet are giving one lucky customer the chance to join me and Marilyn for the big race. What do you have to do to win? Sign up for their $25,000 Preakness Big Bet Sweepstakes and start betting the races with ExpressBet. The grand prize winner gets tickets to the race, hotel accommodations, airfare, and more. Plus, ExpressBet is giving you $25,000 to bet on the Preakness. That's right, 25 grand. With ExpressBet picking up the tab, you get to play the Preakness Stakes like a high roller. Check out ExpressBet.com to learn more and register today. And I hope to see you in the winner's circle.
Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in the state where such activity is legal. Void where prohibited. National Gambling Support Line, 800-522-4700.